listening to Raw Dog Pod Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Raw Dog Pod Radio, the only station continuously bringing you new music. Today is Friday, February 26th. I am Rex, and this is Allie.
What's up?
And man, does it feel good to be back in the studio. There's nothing more than we love than giving you guys the best new music we can possibly deliver.
That is so true. I'm so excited to be back here for another great episode. Actually, this episode particularly. We have so many great new artists lined up for you guys today. And we actually have a giveaway for you guys. So stay tuned today and see how you guys can win this rare prize. But first, you know, it's been a while since we talked to everybody here. And I just got to ask, what did you guys all do for your Valentine's Day? How was your Valentine's Day? Was it good, Rex?
Well, mine was great. You know, I had what I would consider to be a five-star meal. And, you know, I got to say thank you, Allie. It was wonderful. The kids enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was definitely something special.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you did enjoy that. I did take time to, you know, prepare that very nicely for you guys.
Yes, you definitely did, and it was very much appreciated.
Yeah. So what about you guys? What did you guys all do out there?
Right. Did you maybe do dinner, flowers, a little hotel romantic getaway,
or
did you just stay in and celebrate at home like us? You know, we're curious to know what everybody did, especially, you know, with the year that we've all had and COVID and everything shutting everything down. You know, were you able to get out? Were you able to get reservations? You know, every time I've done dinner on Valentine's Day, it's been a nightmare. So we're curious. How's it been this year for you guys? Let us know. Comment. And
we'll be glad curious to discuss that. Like, it's been a definitely interesting year. Well, speaking of love, we got a great opener today with a beautiful love song. This is pop singer Braden Kesslen with his song Without Your Love.
So broken, I need you. I know I made you shed so many tears. And maybe you're the only one, and maybe I'm not good enough, but I need you. So baby, let's get out of this place so far away, far from all mistakes, 'cause I can't breathe. No, without you, no, I can't breathe without you, no, without you. I'm so lost out of my head. Maybe it's hard to find someone new. Maybe I can't stop falling in love with you. So baby, please, let's get out of this place so far. But I'm trying to make them up. I'm just
Hayden Kessling has such a great voice. He's really a talented young man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I bet you the girls come running when they hear that voice. No, I'm just saying. He's got real talent. I'm actually really curious to see what else he can do.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's got a little bit of a Shawn Mendes sound there going on. He's really good. I like him.
He is good. Definitely.
And up next, we've got a band out of Idaho Falls, Idaho. They're called the Opscometrists, and they're kind of a ska, reggae, punk rock band, and they've got their song Nothing Is Something. So here they are, the Opscometrists.
Much fun to do, like lounging in your skivvies, watching Scooby-Doo, or lying on the couch, gonna sleep till noon. I love doing nothing all day. Nothing is something, don't listen to what they say. Nothing is everything, I try to do it every day. Nothing is something, don't listen to what they say. Nothing is everything, I try to do it every day. So much skill, I've gotta find the show they call Dr. Phil. So many channels, so little time to fill. Doing nothing goes so fast. Nothing is something, don't listen to what they say. Nothing is everything, try to do it every day. Nothing is something, don't listen to what they say. Nothing is everything, try to do it every day. Nothing is something, don't listen to what they say. Nothing is everything, try to do it every day. Nothing is something, don't listen to what they say. Nothing is everything, try to do it every day.
Such an awesome song. I love the style of music they create. They actually have quite a bit of great songs, if you didn't know. So if you want to hear more of them or any other artists, please request them back in. We would love to hear them again. What did you think about them, Rex?
I don't know. I really like those guys' sound. They bring quite an energy, and they really remind me of like the Mighty Mighty Bosstones from back in the day. I thought they were great.
I love them. They made me like want to, I don't know, I can't describe it. You just like move around and bounce.
It's bouncing in your seat music. It's great. It gets you up going.
It's definitely great. Again, if you guys love them, request them back in, and always be sure to follow them on social media. Stay tuned, because coming up, we are going to let you know how you're going to win that awesome prize. But first, we have a band called The Claws, a rock band from Los Angeles, California, with their song Stumbling Around.
See your face, man.
What's up, Dunny B from the Dirty Heads here, and you are listening to Raw Dog Pod Radio with my good friends Rex and Allie. Enjoy.
Wow. Well, thank you guys for all just tuning in. Again, I'm Allie, and this is my wonderful co-host over here, Rex.
Hey, guys.
We still have some great tunes and some awesome stuff still to give away. But first, we want to thank everyone who keeps submitting in their music. I mean, you guys are so awesome, and there's so many great artists out there. You guys are really talented, and you do not keep making my job any easier, so keep them coming. And if you or anyone you know is working on something really great or awesome, we would love to hear what they got going on. So all you gotta do is send us an email over at rawdogpodradio@gmail.com, and we would gladly love to listen to what you got. And you never know, you just might be featured in one of our next shows.
That's right, you never know. And coming up next, we've got some great country music. So if you're a huge country fan, this is definitely for you. However, if you're not, don't leave just yet. We've still got some great stuff lined up.
Awesome.
And that awesome giveaway that Allie keeps talking about. But first, we've got a father-daughter duo, Montana's very own, Scott and Kayla Tekka, with their really beautifully written country song. It's called Whiskey in Heaven. And then we've got the award-winning styles of Ryan Chris and the Rough Cuts with their song Country Music Soundtrack.
He was a fighter, the strongest man I've ever seen. The pain dug in so deeply, I found him at the Elves Tree. And though I wish my mind could fade away, the image of that day even though I know you're home now, I still miss you every day. The memories, they fill my mind, it makes me smile every time I see those letters carved in that old tree. For every toast we've had on top that ridge, a piece of you is left inside of me. I hope there's whiskey in heaven. I hope you don't drink alone. Tell my boy that I love him with a shot. And as I see face, it seems so clear. And I can still hear your voice just like you were standing right here. I know there's whiskey in heaven, and I know you're not alone. Your father's sitting right beside you, and you finally made it. So clear, and I can still hear your voice just like you were standing right here. I know there's whiskey in heaven, and I know you're not alone. Your father's sitting right beside you, and you finally made it home. Your father's sitting right beside you, and you finally made it home.
Telling stories about their sins.
But I got problems of my own, and when I'm down, I turn it on, and that sound picks me right back up again.
'Cause I love to hear that guitar picking when the band is tied together and the music isn't kicking. And I love whiskey, wine, and women. Is the soundtrack to this life that I've been living. Well, I drive an old Chevrolet, and I work hard for my pay. I got troubles, but I hold on to the dream.
When I hear old Waylon singing, well, man, it just sounds right. And then things aren't as bad as it seems.
'Cause I love to hear that guitar picking when the band is tied together and the music is a kicking. And I love whiskey, wine, and women. Country music is the soundtrack to this life that I've been living.
Well, now play me that guitar, turn it up and raise the bar, and free my body from this worried mind.
Whiskey, wine, and women. Country music
and the music is a kicking. And I love whiskey, wine, and women. Country music is the soundtrack to this life that I've been living.
Well, country music and guitar picking is the soundtrack to this life
that I'm living.
Wow. All I can say is definitely wild. I think those were some pretty good songs, don't you think?
Absolutely. They really are some good songs. I'm not really much of a country guy. I love all music, but, you know, I've never been a huge country fan. But, you know, that song Whiskey in Heaven definitely brings a tear to your eye. And, you know, it really touches, pulls on the heartstrings a little bit there. And, you know, that song by Ryan Chris and the Rough Cuts, that was really, really good. That, you know, it gets you moving. I like it. All right, Allie, are you going to let them know what's going on, or are you going to keep them on the hook a little longer?
What do you mean keep them on the hook a little bit longer?
You know you've been stringing them along this whole episode. Tell them what's going on.
All right. I won't leave you guys hanging anymore. Well, it's about that time to give away that prize, that super rare prize that I've been talking about all day. So I guess I will let you know what we got going on. As you know, we had a couple albums that dropped recently this past month, and, well, I gotta say that we got our hands on a new Florida Georgia Line Life Rolls On CD.
That's right. It's signed by the one and only Tyler Hubbard and Brian Kelly. So here's how it works. We're gonna give you guys a music-related riddle, which will be split into two parts, one this week and one next week. The answer to the riddle will be an artist and a song title. The first person to comment the correct answer on our YouTube channel will be declared the winner. Again, you must state the artist and song title in order to win. So the first part of the riddle is going to go like this. I am royalty without a crown.
Well, I think that could be quite a number of artists right there. So good luck, everybody. We still have so much more fun to come and some more future giveaways. Always hot new music. And of course, we are working on getting some guest interviews for you guys. We've got so much we want to talk about with you guys and these artists. So if you guys like what we do, please share and drop your support. We can't do this without you. I just got to let you know how this kind of works. You guys submit your music in, and the more we get people to listen and follow and like your music, the bigger this station can grow. That means a wonderful radio station just dedicated solely to new artists.
That's right. We're out for you guys. We're just trying to help you guys get your songs heard. We know it's a real tough market out there. It's really hard to get plays on the radio, and that's what we want to do for you. So keep sending in these awesome submissions to us. We rely on it, and we're here to help you guys out as well. Up next, we've got a rock star by the name of Travis Thompson, who's been playing, writing, and producing his own tracks, followed by an alternative rock indie band all the way from Tacoma, Washington, with their song Yesterday Didn't Work. So let's kick it off with Travis Thompson with his song The Uninvited.
Escape my life. I need it all. I need it. Sometimes I had to run just to get away from crowds of false people with a vacant face. It was wrong, but oh, I need it. This place was mine, no one knew about. So someone else's shadow looking on the town made me nervous, but soon I need it. See you here, my name is loneliness. A thousand tries to fill not even half of this. I might be what you need. Maybe I can change what you've been made to be. You have it all. Why do you come here? It's home to worse than fear, kept alive by only tears. Our plates are dry.
Life is not high
from the sky.
Controlled by those upon the throne.
But somehow now you're all I feel.
Could you be yours?
Relief to see you here. My name is loneliness. A thousand tries to fill not even half of this. I might be what you need. Maybe I can change why you've been made to be.
Was a great track. And here is Cashing In Karma. Yesterday Didn't Work.
We'll be right back.
Allie back here again with some brief music-related news. Following the release of the new Foo Fighters album, Medicine at Midnight, lead vocalist Dave Grohl stated that he, Pat Smear, and Chris Novoselic like to get together and jam Nirvana tunes sometimes. That's awesome because I was their Nirvana fan. So.
I was a big Nirvana fan too. Glad to hear they keep it going.
Yeah, definitely. Pop singer Justin Timberlake delivered a public apology to singers Janet Jackson and Britney Spears following the release of Britney Spears' documentary Framing Britney, stating that he knew he had failed. Unfortunately, now we have some bad news. Mary Wilson, the singer and founding member of the Supremes, passed away peacefully on February 8th. Wilson, who was best known for her time with the musical group The Supremes, achieved so much in her lifetime, including 12 hit singles with Stop in the Name of Love and Where Did Our Love Go. We send our deepest condolences to her and her family. She truly will be missed. It was such a heartbreak on the music world with that one right there. If you are a fan of the Romandetti Project and you were expecting to hit up one of their upcoming tours, unfortunately that tour has been postponed again due to COVID. I know that really stinks, guys, but we hope everybody gets well and soon we can get back on tour. That is it for all the music news we have right now.
Well, that really sucks. I know so many of you guys are Romandetti fans out there. You were really looking to finally get some to see some live shows, and you know, especially after their first tour got canceled. You know, we'd gone out and seen them in Beverly, and then that was their last show, and they were all hyped up, getting ready to go out again, and COVID again shuts them down.
I know they can't catch a break.
No, I feel
tour.
So bad for those guys. I really do.
I do. Oh, it's horrible. That does really stink. I know everybody's been waiting so patiently for shows this year, but unfortunately, I don't know, guys. There's more stuff being postponed. I don't like it. Make it stop. Coachella and Stagecoach postponed their festivals again until next year. Cali Roots rescheduled their festival until May of 2022. But on the bright side, everybody says, the frontliners and all the workers out there, that they've been using music therapy to help people and the patients get through this tough time. So I gotta say, you guys rock. You guys gotta keep this going. It makes music feel so good again. Keep music living.
Absolutely. You know, music really does heal. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Music therapy is amazing.
It is. It definitely is. Actually, no. Speaking of all these shows being canceled, like I'm actually really curious. It just popped into my head. What show were you guys all waiting to go see this year? Besides, I mean, all you got Dirty Heads and Romandetti fans that can't catch a break. What concert were you looking forward to the most that just keeps getting canceled? Like, was there one particular show that you were like, oh yeah, I'm so stoked, and it's just like boom. Can't go.
Yeah, I know there was definitely one for us. I mean, we had a big trip planned to go out to Red Rocks and go see Dirty Heads out there. And, well, hey, another time.
Yeah, I know. It really stinks. I mean, I really miss the festivals. I know you do too, right?
Absolutely. Music festivals have been like a lifeline for us for the past, I don't know, 10 years.
Yeah.
We bring our kids and it's such a great time. I really truly miss getting
true rock
there.
And roll mom here over there. Best known for bringing my 2-year-old to a musical festival. What? He loved it. Can't say he didn't.
We got so many compliments there. It was unbelievable.
Don't hate us. Don't judge us, please. No. Seriously. Our kids love music, and they enjoy being around it all the time. And they've been going it too, since they were about 2 years old. And I got to say, they absolutely love it.
Yeah, and they've really been hurting too.
I know.
I'm sure you guys out there, I'm sure your kids, if you brought them to a bunch of concerts and stuff too, like we did, anybody with older kids, teenagers, I'm sure everybody's suffering just like us out there. And it's tough. We feel for you. And, that's part of the reason we decided to do this is to bring you guys some new music and, help some artists out as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so let us know in the comment section what band and everything that you guys weren't able to see, because we really are curious to know. And I think we can actually discuss that sometime in the next episode. I think that would be a really good discussion.
I'm sure, yeah. We can talk about that for a little bit. Well, coming up next, we've got a young rap artist by the name of Eliant with her song Don't Stay, featuring Arap Posse. So here it is, Eliant featuring Arap Posse, Don't Stay.
Showed up in my door. You hold me when I'm anxious, want something to fight for. Hard for me to say this, harder to let go. Time for us to face it, but you'll always be mine.
Pretty girl with the hazel eyes and the golden curls, got me tripping in the fall in the wintertime. Shawty had me sprung, but when summer comes, gotta say goodbye to the flood. Do I speak up, do I bite my tongue? Should I sit still? Should I make a fuss? I could beg, I could plead, but for what? I wouldn't hold back just for anyone, but I would for you, and I would for us. If you gotta leave, I won't interrupt. Don't stay for me, don't wait. Baby, chase the dreams, I believe in ya. Don't let this chance go to waste, 'cause anybody else could take my place. You're too good for me anyway. Don't wait for me, don't stay.
They say when you love something, you gotta let it go. Well, it's time for just to let you know, we're about to make you right, so it's the end of the road. You want the world both ways, but who's to say how you made me feel? To play the field and crave you still, but watch me walk away. We fought it out to make it work, and you know that it's been tough. I have my goals, I have my business, and maybe that's enough. If we gotta go our separate ways, we'll leave it up to them.
Coming up next, we got the original styles and creations of an artist that goes by the name P.O.P. Patterns of Perfection with his song Smoke Signals.
Lights, camera, action, man. Are you ready to roll? Ready to roll? Looks like everybody's gonna leave tonight. Put your glasses up to the sky, knocking in every door.
merge with the voice. And we can see classes just to say hi. This isn't an obligation, I've got my alibis. I won't have this you to my source. It makes me flip-flap like a guy butterfly. We're smoking in your cocoon, this phoenix spinning. I feel like I'm dreaming through the rashes. I'm also asking questions that are twitching from the bones. Believe it or not, I communicate to your rashes. Through the subtle way that reminds you much later remorse. Oh, within the waves, around and around we'll go. The moon shining down, yes, I feel warm. In the distance, there is a how. Do you even want to know where I am right now? Hell, I'm just rocking my flow, rocking my flow, rocking my flow, rocking my flow. Like a rock and a breeze brushes past the brows. Do you smell smoke? Let lights, camera, action. Are you ready to roll? Ready to roll? We're leaving trails and tails and trails and trails. Trails. Under the radar, we bask in the moonlight. Closing your mind, better take them off. Walls putting apart with a razor sharp knife. From breaking in your heart like the big bad wolf. It's the whispers in the air that I listen to most.
They spoke to me, the ghost told me that I had a choice.
I use what I still possess, yes, I use my voice. There's something special in this drink, I'm getting tipsy. I'm a man reaching out to every fish in the sea. Are there any motherfuckers out there listening? Cause I'm not sure if I woke up from last night's dream. Now you may know what I mean by swimming. Maybe now you know what I mean when I say living. I hope your glasses were full as we took a toast. This is for the lies, the lies, the lies we broke. With the moon shining down, my body is warm. From a distance there is a hope. Do you even want to know? Let lights, camera, action. Are you ready to roll? Ready to roll? We're leaving trails, 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 trails. Side by side.
Well, that was unlike anything I ever heard of, I must say. But I mean that totally in the best way. I think that was actually really awesome. It was like rap with a little story to it. It was super awesome.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely unlike anything I've ever heard before. It sounds like, I don't know, it was kind of like a movie soundtrack. The song paints a picture for you as it goes.
It really does, doesn't it?
It's really cool. It's something, I don't know, I've never heard anything like it, and I really do like it.
I think definitely they should hook up with some Tim Burton there. I could see it being in one of them, like, claymation movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, creepy,
yeah.
One, yeah.
Definitely, that perfect song for it. All right, well, that concludes our episode for this evening, and we'll be back again every Friday. So please make sure you drop your comments on our Facebook and YouTube channel. Make sure you submit your answer to the riddle, because you can't win it if you don't submit. And don't forget to check out the poll on our Twitter. We're going to be bringing back one artist for next week's episode, so it's up to you guys who it's going to be.
Yeah, we're going to close out tonight's episode by bringing back one of the artists from last week. I thought I personally picked it because I totally forgot to put the poll up, and I am totally sorry. It will be up this week on our Twitter page, though. But I personally thought this artist was absolutely amazing, so I'm going to bring her back again. This is, again, Sandra North from Los Angeles, California, with her submission, You. And I just want you guys to remember, so... until next time, please like, share, subscribe, and keep seeing your submissions coming. Keep writing!
You were always in my head, just like a book I knew that I read. A thousand times before. never would.